Senate Republican-aligned group releases ad slamming vulnerable Democrats. By Nick Gilbertson on September 2, 2022. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, has released and shared several advertisements bashing three vulnerable Democrats in Wisconsin, Arizona, and Washington. One of the ads takes aim at Wisconsin's Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who is running for U.S. Senate against incumbent Senator Ron Johnson, RY. The ad entitled Waukesha features images and video of Daryl Brooks, who is charged with killing six and wounding dozens in the Waukesha Christmas parade last November. He was allegedly operating the SUV that plowed the crowd of innocent citizens celebrating the Christmas season after being released from prison just days prior to the attack on a $1,000 bond despite his lengthy, multi-state criminal history going back to 1999, as Breitbart News reported. What happens when criminals are released because bail is set dangerously low? A narrator asks before footage of the horrific parade attack and Brooks come into view. Mandela Barnes wants to end cash bail completely, the narrator continues. He wrote the bill. Barnes still wants to end cash bail today. Mandela Barnes, not just a Democrat, but a dangerous Democrat, the ad, which was paid for by the NRSC, concludes. A second ad targets Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, who is running for re-election against Republican Blake Masters in Arizona. The advertisement highlights Kelly's radical voting record in the U.S. Senate on issues of immigration, education, and abortion. Do you want to live in Senator Mark Kelly's America? A narrator asks at the start of the video. Kelly's voted to keep our borders open to illegal criminals and to let them stay here legally, it continues. Kelly voted to fund teaching our children woke racism and extremism. He even supports extreme last-minute abortions right before a baby's birth. This is Mark Kelly's radical extreme America, but you don't have to live in it, the video concludes. The NRSC funded the ad. The NRSC shared a third video funded by the campaign of Washington's Republican nominee for U.S. Senate Tiffany Smiley. Smiley calls out her opponent, Senator Patty Murray, DWE, and President Joe Biden for the 40-year high inflation plaguing Americans. The ad, which is set to run from September 1 to 11, when football kicks off in the National Football League and in college leagues, is entitled Game Day. It focuses on the rising prices of grocery items. Game day sure has changed, Smiley begins. Joe Biden and Patty Murray are working overtime to make everything more expensive, and working families are feeling the squeeze. Hot dogs up 26%, eggs almost 40%, even beer, she continues. That's why in the Senate, I will oppose the wasteful spending that brought us this inflation to help bring prices down, so Washington families can get back to worrying about the game.